Now time for locker room chatter, joined by Centralia girls basketball coach Betsy Thompson. After a pair of victories this past week, including this past Friday against Hiawatha, winning by 5, and then yesterday defeating Onega by 21. So starting off with that game against the Redhawks, win that one in a close one. You guys were able to take care of business down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, we had a decent lead at halftime, and Hiawatha fought back into it. And I told the girls I'm not big on taking a timeout to tell them they're good enough to be on the floor. They need to learn to play through it, and we did Friday night. You know, when we had to at the end of the ball game, the girls settled down and made shots and made some free throws when they had to keep that lead. And I thought we finished well. We started well and we finished well. And that's kind of been the last two ball games. You know, it's kind of in that middle that we got some work to do.
Yeah, and then yesterday you guys were able to take care of business against the Buffaloes. I mean, 16 points for Lena Haverkamp. She had a pretty solid afternoon.
Yeah, she did. You know, I think she finally settled down and shot the basketball. I thought, you know, she knows as a senior she's got to score sometimes, and I think sometimes that gets in her head when she misses a few shots, and then she starts to force some things. You know, we got a couple of set plays in for her last night, and she shot the ball well. And really where she needed to be, I thought, last night, you know, pick some things up. The free throw line, she struggled a little bit, but on the floor, she played well last night.
And then Wells also knocked out some big-time three-pointers. What was her confidence level like?
I think hers is high. You know, Coach Holdout told him in the locker room last night that sometimes when you miss some threes, it's okay to find a different spot on the floor to shoot it from. But I think those girls, and Jaden especially, they've got no problems continuing to shoot themselves back into a rhythm. You know, when they shoot and they make a few or they miss a few, it's not going to change the way they look at the ball game either way. And, you know, some nights I think that'll be a great deal. Some nights it might hurt us somewhere along the line, but we'll make those adjustments when we need to.
And then Owen Dieters didn't have her best night, but still able to put 12 points up. How nice is it for to have such a great prolific score that even when she doesn't have her best night, still able to put up double digits?
You know, and Owen's always going to find a way when we need a basket to get a basket. And she's going to shoot the ball well some nights. Some nights she's not. I thought last night she didn't necessarily force some shots, you know, but she did a better job last night of when things weren't going well, of finding the open girl. You know, Jaden was hot. Lena was hot. She did a good job of hitting the two of them. You know, her points probably weren't as high as they usually are, but that's a tribute to the fact that she found the girls that were shooting well and continued to let them shoot the basketball.
And then you guys only allowed 12 points in the first half. What was going right for your defense?
You know, Onega's big. I told the girls they got like 7 girls on the roster bigger than we are. We were going to have to body on body on the defensive end and allow one shot and get the rebound and get up and go. We were going to have to outrun them up and down the floor and trying to wear them out a little bit. And I thought, you know, Onega did a great job of being physical with us, and our girls did a great job of being physical back and just continuing to play hard. And you know, you said the big thing was Omega didn't get a lot of second chances at the basket last night. I think that helped us out a lot.
And then you guys have a game coming up against Washington County. What are some things you know about the Tigers?
Not a lot yet. I know that they're kind of like we are. They're a scrappy bunch. They're gonna get after it. I don't know if they've got much size, but you know, I know Scott does a good job of getting those girls out and buying into running from one end of the floor to the other for an entire ball game. So we'll have to, going up there, we'll have to match their intensity early and try and find a way to get some things to go well for us, maybe throw them off their game a little bit.
Coach, thank you so much for your time here, and best of luck coming up this upcoming week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jared.
Centralia girls head basketball coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Winkman Oil Company.